Morning grace and God's best to you today as we come in for our first full week of 2024. We got started last week on Thursday and Friday, and we were very casual, and we got a chance to catch up with many of our prayer partners here. We greet you today here on this first Monday for prayer for us for this year, this month, and of course for this week. For this week, I'm going to talk to you about thankfulness. Thank you, Lord, is our topic for this week. Thank you, Lord. You know, I've been in ministry a long time. I've been in the church all of my life. And there are two things that you hear people say, whether or not they're faithful to in their walk and service with God. When bad things happen, you hear people say, oh my God, or oh God. They may even say, oh Lord. And then when they get something good or blessing, even if they're not faithful to God, you know what they say? Thank you, Lord. Or thank God. Or thank you, Jesus. These things are reflections of faith. I know that most of us think that you have to sit on the front row in church almost every week or all through the week in order for God to do anything for you. But we have to understand that if you've been born again, God sees you as his child and he welcomes your praise, even if you don't understand that you should be faithful to him. Even if you don't get to church or you don't get involved in the work of ministry, as every believer should be involved. But there are those that would think that, well, we've got some advantage because other people should be more faithful. But I'll tell you this, in life, life will drive you to either an oh God or thank you Lord. I'm going to talk about the thank you Lord that we find in the Bible this week. I'd like to begin with 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 13 and 14. This is in the Old Testament. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 13 and 14. This is David, King David, saying these words. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. The one time you hear people really thanking God is at the beginning of a new year. Sometimes we're thanking God because the new year for us means new hope, new opportunity, a new beginning even for some. Others are thanking God because the previous year was filled with challenges, maybe even trauma or tragedy. And we see there's some closure that happens when we get to the new year. I'm sure everyone on this call is thanking God for this new year. A year that we've never seen before. A year that we never really knew if we would live to see. We came into this millennium almost a quarter century ago. And it seems like it was yesterday. And here we are at 2024. We hit a pandemic a few years ago and millions didn't make it. Many of our friends and relatives didn't make it. And we want to go to heaven. We're just not ready to go right now. But here's the thing. We thank God for this new year. I don't think anything else is appropriate. We could talk about some theological concepts. I could talk to you about Hebrew and Greek words. I think the number one thing that's appropriate this morning on this first Monday of 2024 and this first full week of our prayer time together is that we spend it in praise. David is thanking God because, you know, David wanted to build the temple. Until his reign as king, there had been no temple. They'd been worshiping God in synagogues. And then when they came to the annual feasts, they were doing that in a tabernacle or a tent. And the people wouldn't go inside the tent. You and I go inside sanctuaries. We go into buildings dedicated for worship. Well, for them, that would be a synagogue. The temple is the place where the Holy of Holies was located. And David wanted to build a building. He didn't want God's worship, main worship headquarters, to be a tent any longer. His heart was right, but his hands were bloody from warfare. And God said, no, I don't want the world to think that I am a warmongering God and I will not allow you to build a temple for me, but your son Solomon. So David is raising money and he is gathering together materials for the building of that temple that he will never build. I wonder if you and I are doing that as we should be. Do you have in mind leaving anything for your children or grandchildren? Just gathering something. I'm not saying how much. I'm not saying what you should buy or own. That's not my business. But we should be thinking about the next generation, giving them an advantage that we didn't have. Most of us came into this world broke, and most of our parents left us with nothing but bills to pay off for them. We really didn't get an inheritance, did we? But there is a legacy that we need to leave. We need to be thinking about that in 2024. And we need to understand how important it is for us to give our best to God. That's what they're doing in 1 Chronicles 29. I love it. They brought the best that they had. Now, everybody doesn't have what other people have. You know, some people are pretty wealthy, other people are not. But everybody has their best. There's not a person on this call today that cannot say you don't have something that's your best. That's what we're supposed to present to God, is our best, not our leftovers, not something that's broken or something that's dirty and unwashed like Cain did, Adam's son. We're supposed to bring our best in this new year. God deserves your best. He deserves for you to come and worship on time, not running in late because you're such a busy person. Or, you know, I just couldn't get here on time. No, God deserves your best. Your best. He deserves your best voice, your best talent. Your best leadership, your best servantship, your best financial offerings. God deserves your best. How do I know? Because listen at what David said. Therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name, that we should be able to offer so willingly as this, for all things come from you. And of your own have we given you. Maybe at your church you still chant that at the offering. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of your own have we given thee. You know, when you bring God your best, it's a symbol of how thankful you really are. You can't tell God you thank him and you throw him pennies. Or you run in late and you're so distracted that you don't participate vocally and physically in the worship. You're sitting there with your phone sending text messages to somebody across the sanctuary about somebody else's dress or hairstyle. You can't call that thankfulness. that you don't express it audibly and loudly and forcefully. I'm not saying you ought to be noisy for noise sake, but let's be honest about it. When people hit the lottery, they holler. When people bet on a horse at a horse race, they jump up and down and holler. I was watching the football games yesterday, and down in Buffalo last night, or down in Miami last night when Buffalo beat Miami, I wondered to myself, who's doing all of that hollering? I preached in Buffalo many nights, and I preached in Miami many nights, and I know those cities aren't close together. You know, those people travel from upstate New York to downstate Florida to support their team. And when their team scored, they hollered. How can you be thankful to God by just smiling and nodding your head? All things, hallelujah, come from you, O Lord, and of your own have we given you. David said, we thank and praise your glorious name. God is so good to us. You and I have been praying together. Some of you have been praying with me on this call for well over 10 years. We welcome 10 years of New Year into our lives on this call. I think it's about 12 years now. Let's understand the need to give God the praise. As you go through your day today, if you find an opportunity to tell anybody how good God is to you, why don't you do that? It may be a waitress at Waffle House. It may be a cashier at the grocery store. It may be a teller in the bank or the bank window. It may be a friend. It may be a family member. May even be your spouse. But why don't you at least take one moment today to thank God? It could have been the other way, but God has brought us to this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise your name. We thank you. We give praise and worship and honor to your glorious name as David did. Father, we thank you today in Jesus' name that you are God. There is no other God beside you. You are the true and living God. And Father, as we come to our prayer time this morning on this day, our first Monday for prayer, we praise you in Jesus' name. We recognize this year came in on a Monday. And Father, we are praying today as one man on the eighth day, knowing that eight is the number of new beginnings in the Bible. It is the number of new beginnings because seven is your number. Seven is the number of perfection and completeness. You made the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and the seventh day you rested. Seven is the number of wholeness. And Father, eight, therefore, must be a new beginning because seven means it's done, it's perfect. As we come to this eighth day, we come with faith and hope and love. And the greatest of these is love. Your love for us, our love for you, and then our love for our fellow man. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, Father, that you've allowed us to see the eighth day, the day of new beginning for this year, in prayer. As we meet together this morning, we pray that your will would be done. The Bible says that your will is good, acceptable, and perfect. The Bible says that you are the Father of lights, and it says from you every good and perfect gift comes into our lives. Father, today is a good and perfect gift. Salvation is a good and perfect gift. Prayer is a good and perfect gift. We can rejoice. Rejoicing is a good and perfect gift. And Father, we start this Monday off rejoicing. We're shouting. We're shouting on the inside. And we're going to brag on you as we go through our day today. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our sustainer. You put the food in our refrigerators. You put the clothes in our closets. You give us transportation. You've given us jobs. You put the money in our pockets. In the name of Jesus, we can't think of anything that we have that we didn't get from you. All things come from you, and it is of your own that we give back to you. Father, we praise you today that we can walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh to give up, to quit, to be quiet, to be destructive against one another. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that today we walk by faith and not by sight, because we see so many things that discourage us if we let it. But today, Father, we will describe whatever we see in faith, because you're going to make it better. Let your will be done in Jesus' name as we give you the honor, the praise, and glory in this prayer of thanksgiving today. Amen. All right. God bless you all. Welcome back, everybody. And you can help us this week by letting somebody know that we are back from our break. We're back on the phone. And share it with someone. Maybe text a friend or two the dial-in number and the code and tell them to join us this week. If it's only for one morning, we'd be so delighted to have them as a part of the call. Have a great day. Amen.
Off the shelves. We're going to talk about that and much more right after.